Crompton Loom Works, 132 to 142 Green Street. This factory building was built as Crompton Loom Works for English-born manufacturer George Crompton in 1860. Established in 1851, the company produced looms based upon the Crompton loom invented by his father William in 1837 and patented in both the United States and England. The first power loom capable of weaving fancy patterns, it was one of the most important inventions of the 19th century. George Crompton improved upon his father's invention and in 1857 also designed a broad loom himself. Its success quadrupled the company's productivity, rapidly expanded the business, and required major additions to the factory. The demand for more space was so great that Flags Pond, located directly behind this building, was filled in to create space for expansion. In the early days, Crompton competed heavily with Worcester's other major loom manufacturer, Lucius Knowles and his LJ and FB Knowles Company. In 1897, after the deaths of both founders, the two companies merged to become the world-renowned Crompton and Knowles. The Crompton family sold their interest in the new company in 1900, but Crompton and Knowles remained one of the city's most important manufacturers until the 1970s. The Green Street factory was closed after 1915 when business was consolidated at the company's South Worcester manufacturing complex. Although the Green Street building has been significantly altered, the earliest section to the right of the main entrance dates back to 1860, making this structure one of the oldest surviving factory buildings in Worcester. Today, the Crompton building is being renovated as a mixed-use, retail, and residential units.
Proceed to the corner of Green and Harrison Streets. Turn right on Harrison Street. Continue east along Harrison Street for two blocks until you reach Water Street. Please note, along the way you will pass over Harding Street, which follows the route of the Blackstone Canal. The canal is now buried beneath this street. Once you have reached Water Street, turn left and walk one block north. The Brick Hill Envelope Company factory is on the northwest corner.